शांति 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 हम ग्रीटिंग्स वेलकम टू द न्यू आश्रम. आई नो सम ऑफ यू हैड अ लॉन्ग ट्रिप ओवर द माउंटेन्स ओवर द हिल्स to get here, but it's worth it. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you. Always remember deep in your heart that all is well. And everything is unfolding as it should. There are no mistakes anywhere at any time. What appears to be wrong is simply your own false imagination. That's all. But we live in a universe of Brahman, of absolute reality, self-contained consciousness, where there is perfection, perfect life, perfect bliss, perfect being. This perfection knows nothing about wrong and right, good and bad, happy and sad. It only knows itself as perfection. And you are that. You are the self. The perfect, invisible self. Nothing else exists. Nothing else ever existed. Nothing else will ever exist. There's only the one self, and you are that. Rejoice. When you really understand who you are, you will experience unalloyed happiness. Happiness that you only dreamt about. Happiness in the silence, when nothing is happening, but you're happy, always happy, always at peace. All of the gods that you've been praying to all of your life, all of the Buddhas you've taken refuge in, the Krishnas, the Kalimas, the Shivas, the Christ, Allah, they're all within you. You are that. There is no God that is external to you. There's no Buddha and God and you. There's only the one self, and you are that. Ponder this. The knowledge of this brings you eternally infinite happiness, instantly. When you begin to understand who you are, your divine nature, that you are not the body. You are not the mind. Once you understand your infinite nature, who you really are, and if nothing else, you immediately become instantly happy. For happiness is your very nature. Happiness is self as an element. Consciousness, absolute reality, pure awareness are all synonyms. There's only one, has many names. But the one pervades all of space and time. It is the only existence, and you are that. There is no other existence. Awaken to this truth. You are the only one that exists. And you are consciousness. When you say, I am Brahman, nothing fuses with your body. When you understand what you're saying, when you say, I am Brahman, again, this will bring instant release, instant happiness, instant freedom. When you realize what you are saying, I am Brahman means I am, which has nothing to do with your body, but with consciousness. And it's all pervading. The word I am, does that refer to your body or yourself or your thoughts, your experiences? I am refers to the universe, to everything that exists. Everything that exists is Brahman. Everything. And you are that. Do you realize the implications? This is what Moses meant in the Old Testament when he said, the ground upon which I stand is holy ground. Everything is Brahman. Everything is God, so to speak. Everything. Nothing is excluded. When you truly understand this, you have reference for all of life. Everything. You have reference for the animals, the vegetables, the minerals, the human beings, the astral bodies, causal bodies. Everything that exists is Brahman. It's wonderful. What peace this gives you? What joy this gives you? When you really comprehend what I'm saying, it means all is well. All has always been well. But you say, well, what about my thoughts? What about my experiences? What about all the things I see? To whom do the thoughts come? To whom do the experiences come? Who is the seer? Who sees? What is the object seen? Inquire within yourself. What do I see? What do I see? The I. Not you, but the I. Never get the I thought of the small I mixed up with you. You are Brahman. Not your body, but you. Not the I, but you. But when you say, I see, you're referring to something else completely. Something that does not exist. A mirage. An hallucination. This is where the eye is. The eye sword. It's a sword. It had absolutely nothing to do with you. It's a reminder. Dinner's ready. Learn to love the self. Not yourself as a body, but the self. Which is your real existence. Everything appears, but nothing exists. Things appear to look real, and get involved in all the nonsense of this world. Where does it get you? Nowhere. Only true awakening will bring you happiness. Not knowledge. Not knowledge of something. Knowledge of something is temporary happiness. But true awakening comes when you just transcend all knowledge. When all the knowledge is left behind, then true awakening comes. It makes sense as you think about it. As long as you have knowledge that you've collected, how can you awaken? Knowledge only tells you something exists and it appears to be real. You have the knowledge that you are a woman, you are a man, you live in a house, you live in this world, you have knowledge of physics, of mathematics, knowledge of life. What can this knowledge do for you? It cannot awaken you. And people are trying to acquire more knowledge. To wear the veil. What you really want to do is know yourself. Not your knowledge, but your experience. how to experience the self. Be still, quiet, just now. Nothing else. You don't have to go through long processes of yoga, meditation. It's all necessary. Just keep still, quiet. Quiet your mind, that's all you have to do. When you meditate in an object. It's going to awaken you. We have to go to the pure line of the Buddha. We have no objects. No seer, and nothing to be seen. This alone will awaken you. But by thinking, constantly thinking, trying to change things, trying to make things your way, trying to acquire knowledge, will never awaken you. You'll never be awakened through this method. Know this once and for all. The only way you will ever awaken is through the silence. This rationalization of facts. Not by sorting out good and bad. But through simple sounds. Letting go. Letting go of all the thoughts. All the hurts. All the dogmas and concepts. Letting go of these things daily. When you first wake up in the morning, be aware of the concepts that come to you, the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings, and let go of them before you become stronger. And your practices will become happy overnight. Total happiness. By doing nothing. There's no way you have to go. There's no rituals you have to perform. By looking within yourself, your mind becomes weaker and weaker. I felt fine and high right then. As you are aware, it's the mind that causes you problems. The mind tells you, I have to pay the rent this month. I've got cancer. People don't like me. Something's always wrong someplace I'm thinking about it. This is what keeps you away from your highest good. And it's thoughts like this that keep you from experiencing yourself. Where did these thoughts come from? They come from nowhere. They have no creator. They have no mother, no father. They just appear. They seem to appear by themselves. You never ask to think. These thoughts appear by themselves. Where do they come from? They have no source. When you practice self-inquiry, you follow the thoughts back to its source. Those figures realize there is no source of these thoughts. It is only the source that exists. There is no source for your thoughts, for your body, for your mind. It has no source. For Brahman, a self-contained absolute reality. There are no thoughts in Brahman. Brahman is not a source. Brahman is something beyond words and thoughts. Something that you alone can experience. In other words, Brahman can be experienced. Not as anything you are aware of now. Not as a person, place, or thing. But as life experience itself. Ponder these things deeply. Continue to ask yourself, why am I? All my worries and things and frets and upset. Always believe something terrible is going to happen. Who is this person? Where does this person come from with things like this? This person is gone. You find yourself here in the body, so to speak, on this earth. But is this the truth about you? Is this what you really are? Find out. Find out who you really are. As you continue to be silent, something will tell you that all the things appear as a dream. This is where the source is. You're looking for a dream. You're dreaming the mortal dream right now. Destroying your belief as in person, place, and thing as being real. Destroying the dream is. When you dream at night, you're able to awaken in the morning. But when you get caught up in this dream, it appears to be very strong. And it's hard to wake up. Due to the fact that you keep identifying with person, place, and thing as being real. This is why you can't wake up from the dream. I'm not saying that you should ignore people. I'm saying you should stop taking everything that comes from your mind and mind tells you the truth. Stop believing everything you see is real. You're not being bothered by this, it's the truth of life. Always turn within. That is where all the answers are. Without is a dream. Within is the self. In reality, there's no real without, there's no within. For the sake of explaining this, we have to show us then, because we think we're living this out. When we turn us then, the within will eventually disappear, and the without will eventually disappear. Everything will disappear when you begin to turn us then. Yet when you awaken, everything will appear the same as it is now. Except you'll not be a part of it. You will see things as you do now. But you'll no longer be fooled. The world will no longer fool you. By telling you this is right and this is wrong, this is good and this is bad, you'll be finished with all of this. Remember again, why do you wish to awaken? Because you're sick and tired of this world where it is. Of the changes that take place. Everything happens here, and it falls. You have happiness, you have sadness. You have good, you have bad. When you're awake, you'll never experience these things again. You'll be in total bliss all the time. And you'll keep silent, you'll keep quiet. There'll be nothing to explain, nothing to discuss, nothing to prove. You're going to become the immutable self, which you've always been. This is your life. You always have the freedom to make a choice. You're always free to make a choice. Always. The choice you make depends on what you know. Right now. feel how wonderful this is in the sounds. When thoughts come, just ignore them. And don't try to change them at all or stop them. Just ignore them. Let them come and let them go. Feel the sensation in your body. Become the witness of what's going on inside of you.
of silence. We're talking about the mind being silent.
Right? I'm talking about becoming completely silent. The mind can't be silent by itself. The mind is a conglomeration of thoughts. You become silent. The mind slows down. And people finally disappears into the nebulous in which it came. You can't really make the mind sounds.
Thoughts.
There's only sounds. Pure sounds.
The absence of thoughts?
Yes, you can say that. If you try to make the mind sounds, you have a hard time. Whose mind doesn't even exist. Therefore, what are you trying to make sounds? You just want to be sounds. The mind will take care of itself. What appears to be the mind will disappear of its own volition and become sound. Because it never existed. When you become quiet, quiescent, everything takes care of itself. The true self emerges with all splendor and beauty. And everything else that appears will disappear. So it's a misnomer to say I'm going to kill the mind, I'm going to make the mind sound. It never was a mind to make sound. Again, you just want to be sound. Forget about the mind. And if you become really sound, you'll see you never had a mind to begin with. You'll be with no mind. It'll be out of your mind.
I mean, usually when people say be silent, it refers to speech. You're talking about much more than just talking and not talking.
Yes. When people talk about is quieting their mind, they're not talking about their law. I'm trying to quiet the mind, I'm trying to reach the inner silence, which is Brahman. Another name for the silence is Brahman. Rest is reality. This is the true silence. May you be in silence for the rest of your life and forever.
Amen.
So would you like to get us a progress report on your like zone?
It's improving, thank you.
Good. Can you jog?
Yeah. Can I exercise? Can I walk?
elevated?
Yeah, it's been a very good experience. It really has.
Tell us about
a lot more silent.
May it happen to your other ankle.
Anybody have any announcements? Is the world coming to an end or something?
There's no stop time Sunday.
Right.
And there it is again, starting next week, every Thursday and Sunday.
The same time on Sunday is at 2 on
Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yes.
6 o'clock Sunday, 8 o'clock Thursday.
Forever.
That's a long time.
Forever,
a moment. Just next week.
I love you forever is only about 17 days on the average.
That's long.
So forever's not all that long.
I have a comment about that.
Okay.
I appreciate later time, 8 o'clock, and yet the freeway still is pretty horrendous. So I don't know if it's possible to make it a little later.
No.
Not really, no.
Or possibly have it on the weekends when the traffic isn't so terrible.
No, here's the back roads.
Yeah, it wasn't bad coming up the one from Malibu and then across to Pink Canyon. Just real quick.
I'm in a coma with about 16 years old. I used to go see Joel Goldsmith. I live in the Bronx, New York. I take a train, take a bus in the snow, walk about a mile after that. I did it because I wanted to be there. So if you really want something, it doesn't matter what's going on in traffic or what's going on in the world. You'll be where you have to be.
There's no train, no bus, and no snow.
Imagine there is.
What about the time when there were just dinosaurs? You had to hop on the back of a dinosaur to come here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little slow.
Mm. I forget how those ones could fly.
In China, there was nothing for that. In the 10th century, walk 1,000 miles across China. Instead of one
every Thursday?
Maybe it's just a sister.
Or if you know a rabbi, you can build 6 7 houses every Thursday.
Just in case anybody doesn't know, there's books and tapes in the back. If you're interested, you can talk to me.
There's a mailing address here as well. There's a pad of paper.
Mm. Perhaps we can pull it. Mm. There's one car, the 10 people.
I was just visualizing a very big bus with like 100 people passing in the bus. And then it doesn't matter how slow it goes.
Well, we're going to have some prasad tonight. Which is good. Yeah, you know, French covers show good cookies.
Those are my favorite.
She broke them in her
favorite. Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
We better bypass all those she can eat it all.
And
these are my favorite.
Oh, boy. That's a biscuit stuffed with pure dark chocolate.
She likes
it.
It's cool, boy.